Let's begin with a big birthday bash scheduled for this weekend.
You bet. J. Paul Taylor, man, everybody's hero. He's going to turn 100 on August 24th. On August 23rd, there's going to be a virtual celebration of his life and all of his accomplishments. And we've got the story on pages 12 and 13 about all those celebrations that are planned. And they're introduced, of course, by our cover photo, which is just a really spectacular shot of Mr. Taylor, Representative Taylor, relaxing at his magnificent Mesilla home. So we wish him the happiest of birthdays, and we're delighted to feature him on our cover.
And next, a new city manager's coming to town.
Right, the ink is dry on that contract. Come September 8th, Ifo Pili will be on board as Las Cruces News full-time manager. He's a former NFL player turned to city administrator, and he's moving here with his family from Utah. The story and his plans for Las Cruces are on pages 3 and 4 this week.
The newly named Oregon Mountain High School. Not everyone's happy with that choice. What can you tell us?
We have a guest column that was submitted on, and we were running on page 9 from a group of people who believe that the high school should have been named after Clarence Fielder, who was a pioneering figure in Las Cruces in the public schools and at New Mexico State University. So, again, that opinion piece is one of several. We expanded our op-ed section this week to accommodate all the stuff that came in over the last couple of weeks.
Plant expert Jeff Anderson is going to be here at KRWG on September 18th for the Gardening Confidential and has some advice in the bulletin this week as far as planting trees.
He's also my neighbor. He's a cool guy. And if you've ever seen his yard, well, you've never seen anything like it. In any case, the Chinese have a saying that the best day to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. And a lot of people associate their planting with spring, but Jeff says trees are best planted in the autumn. So we've got an interview from him to tell us which trees do best in our climate and what to expect to pay when you go tree shopping. So that's pretty cool stuff. It certainly got my mind running around. I'm thinking about which garden store I'm going to go look at.
And off next to the art section.
Joseph Angelo is a local potter, and the annual Empty Bowls event is held every October. It benefits El Caldito Soup Kitchen. And, man, we've got some great pictures of the work he's doing ahead of that, of the 2020 event, to have bowls ready. And he's not the only potter working on it, of course. But his story and his amazing pottery kick off our arts and entertainment section, and that starts this week on page 21.
And a lot of people have been spending time at home during coronavirus lockdowns, working on the house. And now you have some tips to tell us how we did it all wrong.
No. There's no wrong way to do it.
We have a
home improvement section that's going to be stuck right dead in the middle of the paper. It'll be inside the TV listings. It's a 12-page home improvement guide that's got a lot of tips and ideas that'll fit nearly any budget and jazz up the old homestead a bit in the meantime. So we encourage people to check that out as well. And, of course, there's so much more in this week's bulletin. If you just can't wait until Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com. That's all one word. And you can also check us out on social media.
Thank you, Jess. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, Casey. Take care.